Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take a clean, Amen-style break and give it that deep jungle atmosphere, rolling swing, ghost notes, grit, and space. And we're doing it with stock devices only. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. In jungle, swing isn't just shuffle. Think of swing as three knobs you can control. Placement, meaning timing. Weight, meaning velocity. And length, meaning how long little hat and ghost tails ring out. Beginners usually only push timing, but the real magic is how these three interact. All right, let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to drum and bass speed, 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 172. Set your grid to 16th notes, and then turn on the groove pool. In Ableton, go to View, Groove Pool. This matters because at 172 BPM, tiny timing changes are everything. Too much swing becomes sloppy fast, so we're going to be subtle with timing and more expressive with ghosts and dynamics. Now we need a source break. Option 1 is the fastest. Drop an Amen style break loop onto an audio track. Click the clip. Make sure warp is on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16, transients to around 100, and envelope somewhere like 15 to 25%. That envelope amount adds a little movement and breath, without destroying the break. Option 2 is what I recommend for learning. Slice the break to MIDI, because it teaches you how to reswing the drummer, not just the loop. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, and slice by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them. If you're brand new, don't worry about what every slice is yet. You'll learn by listening. The goal is, find which pads are your main kick, your main snare, and then the little snare bits, hats, and room hits that become ghost notes. Next, classic jungle swing using grooves. In the groove pool, click Hot Swap and browse to Swing and Groove, then MPC Swing. Try MPC 16 Swing 57 or MPC 16 Swing 62. Drag the groove onto your drum clip, either the audio clip or the MIDI clip. Now, here's the color part. Click the groove in the groove pool and set these controls. Timing. Start around 30%. Think hint of swing, not heavy shuffle. Velocity. Around 15%. This adds that human rise and fall. Random. Around 4%. Just a touch of unpredictability. Bass. Keep it at 1/16. Play it. And listen for one thing. Does the main backbeat still feel confident? If your main snare starts feeling late, you've gone too far. One anchor rule. Keep one element dead stable so the groove has a reference point. And in jungle, that's usually the main snare. Also, do not commit the groove yet. Not until you're sure. Commit is great, but it's permanent timing and velocity changes. We'll hold off while we experiment. Now let's create that push-pull feel with micro timing. If you slice to MIDI, open the MIDI clip. Find the main snare hits, typically landing like a 2 and a 4 in that DNB feel. Keep those snares basically on the grid. That's your anchor. Then, pick a few hi-hats or small ghost hits and nudge them slightly late. We're talking tiny amounts. You don't need to measure milliseconds to get results. Just nudge a little and listen. Late hats create that lazy roll. Then take an occasional ghost kick or little percussive hit and nudge it slightly early. That's the push. Early and late around a stable snare creates that breathing, rolling sensation. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI, you can do a beginner-friendly version of this by placing a couple warp markers and pulling or pushing specific transients. Just don't overread it. If you warp every hit, you'll delete the drummer. Now we program ghost notes, because ghost notes are the real Amen energy. In your drum rack, locate 2 to 4 slices that sound like soft snare bits, hat tails, or roomier hits. Then in the MIDI clip, place low velocity notes between your main hits. Target velocities like this. Main snare, around 95 to 115. Ghost snares, around 30 to 50. Hat ghosts, around 15 to 40. And placement ideas that work almost every time. A ghost snare right before the main snare as a lead-in. Little hat or snare bits between kick and snare to make it roll. And an end-of-bar pickup, like a tiny nudge into the next bar. Teacher tip, treat velocity like your ghost note mixer. If your ghosts are too obvious, don't EQ first. Drop the velocity and add a tiny bit of saturation later for presence. If your ghosts are felt, but not heard, raise velocity slightly and shorten the decay so they pop without washing the loop. Now we're going to color the break into deep jungle atmosphere with a two-lane approach, tight main break, plus a parallel air layer. Let's do the main break processing first. Tight and gritty. On the brake track, at EQ8, high pass at around 30 to 40 hc to clean rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400 hc. If you need more crack, a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHc, just 1 to 3 dB. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20. Keep boom off or super subtle, because boom can fight your sub in drum and bass. Turn transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 for snap. Then set output so you're not clipping. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is glue grit, not fuzz. If you start hearing crunchy cymbals in a bad way, back off. Now for the fun part, the parallel AAR return. This is where that jungle haze lives, and it's how you get huge space without destroying transients. Create a return track. Name it AIR. On air, first put auto filter. Set it to band pass. Set frequency somewhere in the mid-range, like starting around 1.8 kHc, and adjust so you're catching that airy presence without sending low end into the reverb. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Optional but very effective. Turn on a slow LFO. Small amount like 5 to 12%. Super slow rate like 0.10 to 0.30 hz. That movement makes the space feel alive without any automation. Next, add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or dark hall. Decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb blooms after the hit. High cut around 4 to 7 kHc, low cut around 200 to 400 hc. And because it's a return, set it 100% wet. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8, or, for a very jungle bounce, 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it. Cut lows below about 300 hc and highs above about 6 to 8 kHc. Mix 100%, because again, it's a return. Then add utility. You can widen a bit, like 120 to 160%, but be careful. If your drums start feeling weak in mono, back it down. Now send your break to AIR. Start low, around minus 18 dB send level, and bring it up until you feel space, but the transients still punch. And here's a super beginner-friendly pro move. Use track delay as a feel control instead of moving notes. Pull the AIR return slightly late, like plus 10 to plus 25 milliseconds. That makes the ambience land after the hit instead of smearing the transient. It's one of the easiest ways to get depth fast. Now we reinforce with a punch layer, because breaks have character, but modern DNB needs translation in a loud mix. Create a new MIDI track with a drum rack. Load a clean, short kick and a crisp snare or snare clap. Program a simple pattern that follows your break. Put the reinforcement kick where the main kick moments are, and put the snare solid on the backbeats. Keep this layer quieter than you think. It should support, not replace. Coach note: do a quick phase and stacking check. If adding your snare layer makes the break feel smaller, it's usually phase or envelope mismatch. Nudge the layered snare slightly, either by nudging the MIDI note or using track delay on that reinforcement track. Try pushing reinforcement slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, until the transient locks and it sounds louder without adding gain. Now let's make it roll in a simple arrangement, 8 to 16 bars, bars 1 through 8. Intro atmosphere. Put an auto filter on the break and low pass it, maybe around 6 to 10 kHc. Let more AIR through here. You can add a pad or texture if you want, but the drums and space are the focus. Bars 9 through 16. Drop. Open the filter. Reduce AIR send slightly so the punch comes forward, and add a small variation every 4 bars. And when I say variation, I mean tiny. Duplicate your 2-bar loop and change only 3 to 5 hits. Maybe remove one expected hat. That little gap creates bounce. Or add one ghost snare before beat 4. Or do a tiny fill using triplet grid or a quick 30-second burst. Two arrangement tricks that instantly sound like Rebel Jungle. At the end of every 4 or 8 bars, boost the AIR send only on one snare hit or a small fill, then pull it back. That's a phrase marker. And for drop impact, do less right before the drop. Reduce AIR. Reduce hat density slightly, then restore at the drop. Contrast equals impact. If you want a darker tone, pitch the break down 1 to 3 semitones. Then tighten it back up with drum bus transient so it doesn't get lazy. If you want extra grit without ruining the main hit, add redux very lightly on the AIR return only. That's where gritty haze belongs. And one more polish option. Put a compressor after the reverb and echo on the AIR return, sidechained from the dry break. Fastish attack, medium release. It ducks the haze when hits land, so you get huge space and clean punch at the same time. Before we wrap, Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't crank groove timing to 60 or 100%. At 172, it turns into flams and confusion. Don't swing the main snare. Keep your anchor stable. Don't put big reverb on the main brake track. Keep the big space mostly on the IR return. And don't commit your groove too early. Tweak first. Commit when it's clearly better. Mini practice you can do right now. Build a 2-bar sliced break with 2 strong snares and 4 to 8 ghost notes. Try MPC 16 swing 57 and then 62, both with timing at 30%. Then make 2 versions, one with low IR send, one with higher IR send and echo set to 3/16. Export both and listen on headphones and laptop speakers. The one that still rolls on laptop without losing punch is usually the keeper. Recap. Subtle groove pull timing, strong ghost note contrast, micro push-pull around an anchored snare, deep atmosphere built in parallel on an AIR return, and gentle reinforcement for club punch. That's the formula. If you tell me whether you're working from an audio loop with warp markers or a sliced MIDI drum rack, I can help you choose exactly which hits to nudge, and where to place the best ghost notes for that classic amen roll.